I watched the golf last night, which went like to 8:30 because, you know, we were watching Mickelson and the watch him chase sunset last night and had to come back today as he did before he finished off Paul Casey. And then my kids are watching the Grammys, as you would expect teenagers to be doing, you know, checking out the Grammys. Now, I admit, I don't know every one of those acts, especially the rapper acts. I do not know some of them. I have to admit, I didn't know all the country western acts either. They got some new country western acts that they sneak in there that I, you know. Then they'll throw in Dolly Parton. Then they'll throw in another person you never heard of. Then they wheel out Diana Ross, who, you know, happy birthday, Diana Ross. And basically, Diana Ross is just celebrating being her to herself. Now, listen, Diana Ross is an iconic figure. I mean, if you go back to the Supremes, there's nobody, I don't think there's any woman, maybe Barbra Streisand, who could ever have sold as many records as Diana Ross. I mean, she and the Supremes had a million hits. She had a great career. But, I mean, to wheel her out there at 75 to sing, I mean, is to sing happy birthday to herself is basically, you know, a little much. Then Bob Newhart shows up. Where did Bob Newhart come from? All of a sudden, Bob Newhart's there. I'm like, why is Bob Newhart here? I mean, who's the joke on? Is it on him or is it on us? Or them? Or the young people? I mean, do they even know who Bob Newhart is? I mean, there's Bob Newhart. He must be like 90. Does anybody even remember? Do you guys even remember who Bob Newhart is or you don't?
Yeah, no, I know Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart Show.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Newhart had a lot of big hits. He had a big TV star. I mean, he was a big comedian, a big TV star, a big, you know, hit shows, but he had a couple of different shows. But, I mean, I was shocked to see there he is coming out at the Grammys. And then you got, now, I had seen the movie Star is Born, which has been remade like 4,000 times now. Okay, enough times with that. But I had seen it, and I got to admit, it was a little slow. Lady Gaga was good. Bradley Cooper, I'm surprised he could sing. So the song, you know, is a big song. They came out and do the song last night. Now, without him, her, she comes out to do the song. And she comes out in the weirdest. I mean, I understand weird outfits are a gig, but last night's outfit was pretty strange. I mean, that was pretty strange. And she kind of changed the song, too. So, like, I actually thought the song was pretty good in the movie. But, man, I thought the song last night was, forget it. And then I like J-Lo. I think she's, you know, she's got a lot of energy. She can sing and dance. What does she have to do with Motown? I could not figure that out. I mean, she's coming out doing an ode to Motown. There's a lot of people you could have brought out to do an ode to Motown. What does J-Lo have to do with Motown? And I know what everyone wants to know about A-Rod's jacket, okay? I don't know what to. I mean, listen, A-Rod can wear it. He can wear a pink or fluorescent or whatever the heck it was, tuxedo, and get away with it. There he is in the first row last night. I wonder what A-Rod's feeling when he's in the first row there and Diana Ross is wheeling by him and she's singing and he's got to stand there, you know, and he's like in the shot and there she is. And, you know, I don't even know if she knows he's there. I have no idea because he's there because he's sitting next to J-Lo. And, you know, and his girlfriend's in the show, which, you know, she was in the show for a big part last night. But there's Diana Ross coming down the stairs, and you can see A-Rod the whole time standing next to Barry Gordy in the shot. And, you know, you wonder what A-Rod's thinking. That's what I was thinking. I'm saying, what is A-Rod thinking when he's standing there? He's A-Rod. Everyone knows it's A-Rod. He's in the shot. He's in there, but he has nothing to really do with the gig. He's not part of the gig, but he's in the shot with his fluorescent tuxedo on. So I don't know what he was thinking. Got to ask him. I wonder if that's comfortable, uncomfortable. You're standing there, you know, you're in the shot with a bunch of music people, and there he is in the first row. He had a good seat. And I can tell you, the record of the year, I had not heard of any of the records. I was zero for all the records. So that's on me, I guess. I had never heard of any of the records of the year. Zero. I'd heard of Cardi B. As a matter of fact, I got Cardi B wrong last week. They did a thing with me last week where they had put up these pop culture people and they made me guess which ones I could guess and not guess. I got her wrong. I got like 9 out of 12, but I got her wrong. So I didn't know her from Adam. So I didn't know her. So, but I'm telling you, the girl who won Record of the Year, have you guys ever heard of that girl?
No, I haven't.
I'm negative.
Never, right? So you guys are supposed to be into this kind of music. You've never heard this girl who won Record of the Year. I have
Record
never...
Record of the Year or Album of the Year?
Well, either one. She had the red dress on. The girl
with the red dress.
The
country singer. Yeah. I think she's country.
She's kind of popish, though, right?
I think she won both Country Album of the Year and Album of the Year.
Yeah, so she's straight country? She wasn't dressed like she was a country performer. She had like a red dress on, like a puffy little red dress.
Right.
She wasn't dressed like a country western star, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think she is. Because I think Childish Gambino, you're not a big Childish Gambino fan, he won Best Record.
I had never heard of him either, okay? And he didn't even talk. The other guy comes up and talks. The other guy didn't talk. The other guy's Childish Gambino, right? Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. So I don't know. I never heard of him. No, I can tell you right now, every song they mentioned or every record they mentioned, I had never heard of any one of them. Not one record that I heard of. So I was like, okay, this isn't going good. So
yeah, we're with you there.
I'm telling you, the music at that thing, I mean, think about how many great performers have graced that stage. I don't get it. This music today is terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some good guys. I'm sure there are. Okay?
Action Bronson, your buddy?
Well, yeah, he's probably good. I don't know his music, but he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. But, I mean, even there's probably some guys that are really talented. I'm sure there are that I haven't heard. But there's some of them are just dreadful. Some of the music is just, man.
Yeah, we agree with you.
It's
watching those performances last night.
Not going to stand the test of time, I can tell you that much. I mean, some of it, geez. I didn't see the whole show. I missed the first hour, so, you know. It's just a strange collection of people at the Grammys, isn't it? It seems like they all don't fit together for some reason. It just seems like there's just a whole lot of different kinds of people there, and which is fine. I mean, that's good. It's good. But the point is, it just doesn't feel. What is Bob Newhart doing there? And Diana Ross is 75. She's singing. They could care less that she's there. I understand she's had a million hits. She did movies. She did, you know, she's Diana Ross. She's a legend. I mean, the Supremes were enormous. I mean, the Supremes, if you go back to the 60s, the Supremes had a hit record every week. They were unbelievable. She was great. But she's like 75 now. They don't want her there. She was singing. It was almost like she was singing to herself. But I'd rather watch her sing to herself than watch the Alliance of American Football. I can tell you that right now. That's where I am. I'd watch her again tonight than watch the Alliance for American Football and watch Christian Hackenberg go 3 for 32 or whatever he did yesterday. I mean, every time McCagnan sees Christian Hackenberg, he must just groan. I mean, he must hide under a pillow or something. He makes him look good every time he sees him. Yesterday he goes out there, he can't hit the broadside of a barn with the ball. And he's playing against, I have no idea who he's playing against, but whoever it is, it wasn't working. That's for sure. It was not working. He was dreadful again. I still can't figure out who sent Bob Newhart out there. And why? Who decided, hey, in the production meeting, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have Bob Newhart go out there with some young girl who I have no idea who she was. And she's doing old jokes with him. And he's like 100. Strange.
89 years old.
And he looks like he's 100. God bless him. He's still kicking, though. I saw this thing the other day. You know how they pop these things up? The guy was a 107-year-old barber. Did you see that? He's still working. He's a 107-year-old barber. And he's still cutting hair at 107.
Not mine.
Not a lot of hair. A couple of ears, and you know, but he's still working the scissors at 107.
Send Minko to him.
God bless him. Well, Mink, you know, listen, he'd be out of work if he had to worry about Mink. Back after this.